and they have to be chaste to reach heaven. There was a chastity of married people. Father, what are you saying? You mean married people are to be chaste? They better be chaste. When I give retreats to men, I tell them, most of them are married men. When you married, you thought only one woman would be attractive. All other women would be just ugly. You couldn't stand the sight of them. Were you ever surprised? The ugliest women you've ever seen, once you're married, can become attractive. I know what I'm talking about. It is very hard for married people in today's world to retain their marital chastity. One man, one woman. And remember, in our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, he told the people, and is telling us, you have heard that you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you, the man even looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And thank the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. He gave a wonderful homily once in Rome, commenting on that passage in St. Matthew. He said, my dear friends in Christ, if a woman looks at a man lustfully, she has committed adultery with him in her heart. Listen to it. In the United States, these are statistics. Divorced women have 6 times a better chance of marrying a man than a single woman their age, same age, 6 times as good a chance. Divorced women, you know why? They know men. Women can be very calm, very seductive. In teaching priests, I warn them, be careful. Oh, women can be so pious. Always with a rosary in her hand. Watch out. But there is also consecrated chastity to which we have vowed ourselves and have no illusions. To live a life of consecrated chastity, a life, is, as I've said before about consecrated life, it is a moral miracle. And you missionaries of charity, dealing with so many people, so intimately, so closely because of your apostolate, In God's name, not only watch your hands and your eyes, but watch your thoughts, watch your imagination. Because remember, our Lord said, blessed the pure of heart. This is interior chastity. Question. Can a person commit a mortal sin just in his or her mind or imagination? Yes. Here it is. And that is why, thank God, we don't have television. In the United States, the average American, 200 and some 40 million Americans, the average American watches television 28 hours a week. And the missionaries of charity, who remain missionaries of charity, faithful to the charism of Mother Teresa, only as long as they do not have the media, radios, televisions, and the daily newspapers which you read. The eyes are the door to the heart. If we're going to remain chaste, we must watch, especially our eyes and our ears. Otherwise, we will never control our thoughts and desires. We continue the next beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers. Can you finish that? By the way, I think I told you this. I have taught in 6 colleges and seminaries. And I did tell you that, didn't I? I taught in 6 Protestant seminaries. And the least I've ever taught in any part of the seminary was for 1 year. I taught in the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago for 7 years. I taught Baptists, Anglicans, and never once, in all my years of teaching, all the while I was course teaching Catholics, my own Jesuits, but never once was I asked by the Protestants, I don't say to teach a course in Protestantism, not even one lecture. All my classes to the Protestants were in Catholicism. Do you hear me? Protestants are hungry. I mean it. Hungry to know the Catholic faith. That's why after teaching for 5 years at a state university, I lost my job. Because by the third semester, 7 full-time professors in the Department of Philosophy and Religion. But I had most of the students. Their classrooms were empty. Sisters, the world is hungry for what we have. Now, what's the end of that beatitude? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall the what? Now, sisters, I could give the retreat for any days on this beatitude. Let's be clear. When Christ tells us we are to be peacemakers, we should first understand what peace means. There are two definitions of peace. Peace is the absence of conflict.